Sue said yesterday that the worship is the main event in our worship evening, and that is 100% true. And regularly, when we feel like we've heard from God, that is echoed by other parts of the body. I sometimes think of it as we're all parts of the orchestra listening to the same conductor. And so, yeah, Sue shared that yesterday, and that was in our heart for today. And Peter shared a picture from the Wild West about not moving in your own power, but moving with God's motion and God's power. And that is also reflected in what I want to share today. Really, for this little bit that I'm going to talk, I just want to set the scene for this season of prayer from my perspective and what God's been showing me about what this season and this position is for, a little bit about how we ended up here, and how we can expect to see God in this season. So when we... Let me just pray first. Father God, thank you that you are here with us today. Thank you that we had an exceptional time in your presence last night, and that you were here speaking, and it was just an honour to stand and worship at your feet. Father, we pray that you will just move this morning. I pray that the right things will come out of my mouth, and anything that isn't necessary will just be forgotten in the wind, and that we would be able to touch your heart this morning with our worship when we get going with that. Amen. So, for me, I think this journey started when Daniel was, and we'd kind of, as a team, the new leadership team, we decided that this is what we were going to do. We were going to step up and be involved in leading the church. And Daniel said, here you go. What did he say? You have a blank canvas. All of the activity of the church apart from Sunday has stopped. The groups aren't really running. The other things have stopped. And so we're like, okay, yeah, in some ways that feels quite freeing, quite liberal. We can just go forth and do stuff, and thing, you know, we can start things, and you know, we haven't got things that we wish weren't happening anymore, and that, none of that. So in some ways it felt like that, and we took a day off, we all took days off work, we had a day together just to pray about where we thought this journey should go and things like that. And there wasn't, all of us have leadership responsibilities and experience elsewhere in life, so we kind of know what leadership looks like, feels like. It's activity, it's from the front, it's moving forward, and I think there was an element of which we all kind of wanted, my perspective on what I'm not to really, shouldn't really talk for everyone else, but this is how I think the room felt, that we wanted to come out of the blocks sort of charged and ready and like, let's go, you know, we've had a kind of dormant period through COVID, we're all ready for some energy, let's hit it. But then, when we were praying and we were in the room, we did nothing really came. There was no energy for that. There was no. As a small, I think when we went down that road of what should we do, a lost feeling would be how I described it. That wasn't where the energy was. It wasn't a kind of here's the plan and let's go. But as we prayed, there was a picture, and this has again been echoed by other things since, of like a board game. And we were standing on one, the first square of the board game. And everything else was kind of dark, and there was no obvious step to the next bit. And it was very much one step at a time. And right now, you're on step one, and you'll see step two when you're ready for step two, but this isn't the time for seeing. So then it became, a few of us felt that it was the first thing that we needed to do was just spend time praying. And I think when we do spend time praying, it's so multi-layered, the things that God's going to do with that time. It is time for connecting with each other. It bonds us emotionally. It opens us up emotionally. It brings us together. And it puts us back, you know, in communication with God. There's time for teaching about prayer in that, but very much not just learning about prayer, but spending time praying. And as that, I have actually made quite a few notes because I have things I wanted to say, because it was all part of the journey. So at that point, I felt like there was a reminder for me of the story in Exodus where Moses stands there and he says, if you're not coming, don't send me out there. I don't want to step without you, your presence with us. And I thought that was very relevant to you're on this step. And if we make that step, then we're gonna be punching in our own energy. And that was not what this season was for. And 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1, it's not going to come up. Miss Ella, she's not been there, so it's fine. no, it's fine, Ella, there's nothing else to put up. But that's the verse that talks about, if I've got eloquent words but I don't have love, then I'm just a crashing gong. And I felt like that was spoken into my heart, that is just an echo of that same thing, that if we produce activity, but that is not in that is not taking the lead by God, that is not where the presence of God is, that's not the calling, and we're making our own momentum, then we might as well just be whacking gongs. It's going to be fruitless, it's going to be exhausting, and it's not the direction that God's calling us. So we take that one step, and we stand and we say, we don't go unless you go, and where you lead, we'll follow. And we've kind of are already a few steps down that line, you know, I mean, as a team, but also as a church, we are moving in those ways. So, and I think the more that I have thought about this season of prayer, the more I have thought, actually, this isn't just, we don't know what to do, so we're just going to stand here and pray. But more and more, this is a very proactive season of prayer. This is, we stand, and we look, and we wait, and things happen. Now, I've been teaching, one of my roles at the zoo is I'm a firearms instructor, and one of the things you didn't see that coming, did you? I've been going through what different things mean, and this just kept jumping out to me, so I just say it. Like lots of terminology, teaching the team lots of terminology, and one of those is recoil, and that is the equal opposite reaction, the force you feel in your shoulder as the bullet goes that way, and it is so far from an equal opposite reaction when we stand here and we pour ourselves into God. God has so much more to give us than we can give him. But it is a two-way thing, and that just kept coming to my mind, that it's more than equal. What we can push out, God will pour back down. So yeah, this is very much not just a holding position, but this is a forward step together. So in this time of prayer, I think there's one of the things that we need to be doing is looking for what God has for the future of our church together. I mean, we absolutely need to pray for each other. We absolutely need to learn a deeper connection. We need to focus on our inner light and that sort of, how to describe it, that relationship and connection that lives inside us through the salvation. But also, where are we going? And I think together, when we pray later, and you know, collectively we need to do this together. Sometimes on a Sundays, we did it a bit yesterday. But also when you're off on your own, be praying. Where are we going? What are we doing? What does it feel like? Who's going to be with us? And bring that and share it. And if it's of God, it will be echoed by other people in our body. And if it isn't, maybe it was just for you. Just get up on your feet and share. And maybe it's not something we're going to do, but it's not wrong to come share it. And if you're really, really not sure, talk to one of us beforehand and we can confirm it with you, and then you can share it to give you a bit of confidence. But be bringing those things, because that is what this period is for. It's a very positive, very proactive. We are here, we are waiting, we are going where you call, and let's hear about it. Because he's not just going to talk to me, he's not just going to talk to the leadership team. We are all together in this, and I really want to encourage everybody into that. One of the things that pictures I've been given for this period of time as well is that it's a time where we all stand, and if we were all individual little ships in a harbour or something. This time where we stand together is a time for us all to, metaphorically I suppose, be turning into the same direction, facing the same direction. So when that wind blows, we all blow together in the same direction. It's not disruptive, but we create a unity through our prayer and our this period of time. And then when the next thing comes and God blows his powerful wind, we're all set, we're ready, and we go in the same direction. And that, I think, is another, again, not passive thing about this period of time. So I think as we go through this, just like Pete had the calling and a sort of tug on his heart to have a worship evening, other things are going to come to different people that they feel passionate about and responsible for, maybe. And I'd encourage you to bring those as well, because we want to hear the things that are burning on your heart. One of the things that's on my heart is having the men's evenings going again. And that not just looking like we go to the pub, but we do things. We make friendships. We do, you know, I hate to say manly things, but I actually don't hate to say it, but I don't want to exclude people though, but that we find those things that bind us. I mean, we can journey together in a way, and we have, you know, many things in common. That's one of the things that the Lord's pressing on my heart. So those sort of activities might start rising up, but that if you feel those nudge and things, and the Lord's putting things on your heart, then do bring them, do carry that forward into whatever the next phase looks like for you, I suppose. But I would encourage you to listen to that nudging, because we are, as we say, all part of the body. I don't know how long this period's going to last. That would be my honest answer for that. This might be something that stays with us for months, might be weeks, might be years. It might never end, but actually we move on and it doesn't feel the same anymore. There's bits of it which will be integral to our life as a church. You know, we will always want to be a body of believers that stands in front of God and worships. You know, that bit is not going to change. But what the next, you know, when we see that little square illuminated and we step onto it, that will be, I don't know when that will be, or whether we will even notice that it has happened, to be honest. So another bit of that story in Exodus when Moses says, I'm not going unless you're going, is he goes on to say, how will the people know that we are your people if you are not with us? And that really spoke to me as more recently in the same children. Jesse, get off the stage. Naomi, sit down. We're all family. He says, how will they know that we are your people if you are not with us? And I also felt that. Yesterday, as we were standing, I felt like we must come with a hunger for God's presence when we come to church. This and it feels different weeks, and people have different experiences through the week that affects them. I completely understand that, and that is justified. But I would encourage you to come with a hunger and a thirst for God's presence when we are together. And the anointing that was on last night will continue. God spoke to me yesterday about today's worship, that it was going to be anointed, And then Stephen comes up with oil and says, I'm going to anoint the band because the band are anointed. And he's like, I love it when you speak and this echoes around. Absolutely spot on. And I think that's going to be absolutely something that carries on from our church. And we were talking this morning about how special the heart of worship in our church is. And that is to be cherished. And that the more that we grow in that hunger for God's presence, and he will more than equal an opposite reaction. The harder we push for it and we seek him with everything that we have, the more he's going to release his spirit into our church. And we will see the amazing things that we want to see. And we will feel that. And that will be the catalyst, I'm sure, for the growth of the church, whatever that looks like. The world, God showed me a picture that the world is like a desert. And that the water that comes, the life that comes from the connection with God, just cannot exist in the same space as the desert. So as we have more of his presence, it will just infect the desert around it and saturate it with his presence and with his living water. And there's very little that we need to do. We don't get to that affecting the world with Jesus by our effort. We're going to do that by finding his presence, cherishing it, seeking it with all that we have. And that will reach. We do not need to stress about the old-fashioned way of evangelism where we go out of our comfort zone and awkwardly talk to people. That might be good for you, but that isn't what God's saying to me right now. But as we stir his presence, we will carry that light into the world. We will carry that fresh water, and it will do nothing but reach into the desert. So that thirsting for that presence is what this season is for: standing, finding, and waiting. And that's how they will know that we are his people, because we will go with the Lord, and that will be, we will be hungry for that, and we will stand and we will wait, and we will see a more than equal opposite reaction.